Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Americans freed in Russia. I'm Sherry Preston. A prisoner swap is bringing two Americans home, Evan Griskovich and Paul Whelan. They are headed back to the United States, part of a prisoner swap with Moscow. ABC's Patrick Reville has more on Paul Whelan, who's been held since 2018.
Paul Whelan has been left behind several times in previous prisoner swaps. And obviously that has been agonizing for his family. He was passed over when Brittany Griner was released, for example. And so the U.S. for years now has been trying to come up with a deal that would allow them to free him as well recently as Evan Griskovich. It seems finally that they have managed to do this.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Griskovich has been held since last year. In 2023, his mother Ella Millman told ABC News she was holding out hope for a release.
We don't know much about it, but we're still, you know, very, very optimistic that it's going in the right direction.
Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Insurance premiums for workers' compensation in Wisconsin are going down. Starting in October, Wisconsin companies will pay 10.5% less on average. That's about $206 million in savings over the next year. Workers' comp pays medical bills and lost wages for employees who get hurt on the job. It's 12 days until Wisconsin's fall primary. Anecdotally, Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Don Millis says he thinks confidence in the process is going up, but he still has concerns about unfounded claims of election fraud.
I'm not necessarily talking about candidates. I'm talking about foreign countries. I'm talking about some of these bad actors who are going to challenge the results of elections or who use social media to foment dissent.
Millis speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The City of Appleton and Appleton Police Officer Bryce Rudbeck responded to a wrongful death lawsuit this week by denying any wrongdoing. The lawsuit was filed in federal civil court by the family of Daniel Pezzavento, who was killed by the officer during an incident in August of 2022. Appleton and Rudbeck asked for the case to be dismissed. A scheduling conference has been set for August 29th. Many veterans are resistant to asking for help for PTSD or mental health issues. But Joe Olick, Director of Veterans Services in Brown County, says not seeking help only makes it worse.
That's not the best thing to do if you're struggling with mental health, is bury it. The body will push it out. It's like shrapnel. It's mental health shrapnel.
The Brown County Office of Veterans Services connects veterans and the services available to them. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Another loss at home for the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scored two runs in the bottom of the first and nothing after that. They lose to the Braves 6-2. It's the fourth straight series loss at home for Milwaukee, still holding on to a 5-game lead over St. Louis. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You have to kind of reach down and kind of reassess like where you are personally and not worry about standings and things like that. Worry about playing good.
The Brewers head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. NFL Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs opening some eyes, beating veteran corner Jair Alexander twice for touchdowns. The Wisconsin Badgers continue training camp at UW-Platteville. What's the biggest advantage for head coach Luke Fickell entering year two? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
The difference is, though, we have so many people now, so many players in these rooms that know everything. And so the learning curve this year for the new guys is not what it was last year. You know, we still had coaches learning. I mean, I didn't know the restroom was until April.
That's Phil Longo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, gradual clearing after midnight, low of 69. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Thursday for a throwback edition. Donald Trump has offended Jewish people. He's offended black people. What ethnic group will he offend today?
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right.
Yeah, it has been a hard day's night, right?
You can see the pudginess in my face, the bloodshot eyes, my friend.
Yeah, it's been a hard day's night for my guests. Good morning. Oh, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So I am joined by Mr. Kurt Bengstad of the Minocqua Brewing
Company.
You got it.
And Mr. Matt Grove.
Yes.
Of what's...
Our company's Equality Vines.
Equality Vines.
Right. So, cause-based wine company.
Cause-based wine company. So last night, I was given kind of an opportunity of a lifetime to come hang out with some really cool guys. And so we've got them on the air this morning. You know, it's my first wine tasting.
We got after it yesterday. We got to get some good wines.
Your first one, Earl, we got to get you to a lot more. It's the spice of life, my friend.
Yeah, you know, met some really, really nice people, man.
We had a
I want to thank you guys
there.
For that.
Yeah, we had some brilliant people. Some Milwaukee's finest were there. Judge Mosley.
Oh, yeah.
Larry and James.
Heisel.
Larry Heisel, Milwaukee brewer.
Yeah.
I brought it up for you, Earl.
Let me let me ask you guys. You guys are in the brewing and winery business. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to tell you that's a pretty broad market. There's a lot of competition in that market. Tell us a little bit, Kurt. You've been in the brewery business for how long?
So I brought my wife, actually, when she was diagnosed with cancer, from New York back to Wisconsin, as so many Wisconsinites do when push comes to shove and you got to get close to family, you do that. So I moved back to Wisconsin, and we ultimately ended up vacationing in Minocqua, and I ended up falling in love with this place. I had a stage, and I'm really into music, and so I bought the Minocqua Brewing Company in 2016, but our current incarnation with, you know, selling the beer and kind of being progressive beer happened after COVID, because it threw so many brew pubs and breweries and the whole hospitality industry into a tailspin. So I pivoted, and I started I was just so frustrated, with, the politics of the time that I started making beer with my own feelings right on the sleeve of the beer, progressive.
So did you know anything about brewing beer before? Why did you choose that?
I didn't know. I ultimately lived in that town because my wife, once we visited there, and we were close enough to my family, which lives in Stevens Point. Once she visited, she's like, Kirk, we're staying here. You know, she didn't have a lot of time left, and we bought a house on a lake, and she always just wanted to kind of be peaceful. And so once we figured Minocqua was going to be where we're going to kind of stick around, you got to be in the tourism industry, or you got to do something in the hospitality. That's all that Minocqua is. So no, didn't know anything about brewing. Didn't anything about running a restaurant. I've learned a lot. I still hire brewers. I can't call myself a brewer, but I've been shoveling the spent grain, and I clean the tanks, and I'm like the sidekick to a lot of these guys,
right?
But I'm not an artist like these guys are.
And this guy here, Matt Grove, man, I was really blown away by your story. You used to be cannon fodder for a good friend of ours, Judge Derek Mosley, on the basketball court. Huh?
Judge Mosley and I grew up together on the south side of Chicago, and we both got away and followed our passions and have brought us back full circle. Our lives are kind of come back together here as I've introduced my wines here to the Wisconsin market.
Well, it's just to be able to reconnect with the childhood person and friend, yeah, got to be invaluable, right?
We hadn't seen each other in 30 years.
Oh, really? Last night?
Yeah. So there were big hugs and lots of toasting. And yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about Matt Grove. I mean, you live in San Diego.
I do. I live in San Diego.
Some of us dream of having the opportunity to live in a place that is listed as one of the greatest places in the entire world to live.
It's certainly easy living in San Diego.
Yeah.
But I do have a commute. I commute about every other week up to the Russian River Valley, which is about an hour and a half north of San Francisco. And that's where most of my vineyards, that vineyard owners and winemakers are, and that's where we have our presence, our wine shop and tasting room.
Well, you are an entrepreneur, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, your travels and how you got into all the different things, that led you to where you are now.
So we chatted a little bit yesterday. I co-founded the first organic beef company in the U.S. in the early 2000s. So I went from supply chain tech to producing organic beef, and we grew that business very, very quickly. Did all the organic beef for Costco nationwide and other big retailers. We were the biggest organic beef company going. Sold that and became passionate about wine from a mentor of mine in the Bay Area, and started a wine company based out of South Africa, of all places, doing just retail wine, large production, 2,500 case production, a little bit unfulfilling. And then in 2013, my Aunt Marilyn passed away, Dr. Marilyn Schultz, and her death kind of inspired me to follow my passion. And I started a wine company based around, for me, equality. And at that time, the fight for gay marriage was real. And that's how I met my business partner, the lead plaintiff in the Supreme Court decision, Obergefell v. Hodges. Jim Obergefell is my co-founder. We met in 2015 and had this vision to start a wine and donate a lot of money along the way.
So, you know, wine, has this something you've always loved, wine, or just.
I came into it when I had a mentor of mine that was a beef distributor in the Bay Area, a gentleman by the name of Bala Karande from Uganda. And I'll never forget, he says, Matt, your beef is the Cadillac of beef, and you drink light beer. And he was so dismissive. And he took me up to Napa and really opened my eyes and introduced me, taught me how to enjoy wine, how to pair wine with food. And so I owe everything, really, my passion for wine to Bala Karande. And from that point on, I was hooked.
You know, Calvin, I think the call was probably from Larry Heisel Jr. So Larry Heisel Jr., if you're out there, call in right now. We'll add you to this growing list of entrepreneurs who, you know, are doing some great things in our community. I want to go back before we bring James Burnett in. I want to go back to Kurt, how you brought this band of brothers together.
So you know Earl and I, you know, we've actually hung out before in, you know, kind of the progressive media
circles. Yeah, you and I, yeah.
And so, you know, I've been doing this beer now for about 4 years. So, you know, Biden beer, which is inoffensive and not bitter. You know, that's the tagline. So we've been doing Democratic stuff and progressive stuff. And, but I needed a wine because I was 70% of the people who follow me on social media or follow my company are women over the age of 35. And so I'm kind of making the wrong liquid because, you know, the stats show that that demographic drinks a lot more wine than they do beer. And I was making a reproductive rights beer called Choice, and it wasn't selling very well. And I was trying to donate some of the profits to Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. And so I was kind of just talking about this so much. Like, we need a wine company. I need a wine company. And I met somebody and I was doing a beer tasting down in Evanston, Illinois, who knew Matt. They put us together. So we quickly became friends. They're doing exactly the same thing that I'm not exactly, but you know, our goals are very similar in terms of our company. We want to sell great alcoholic beverages, but we also want to make a difference. We want to leave our mark and we want to do progressive cause-based booze. So I met him, we became friends. And all of a sudden, it's hard for me to get a distributor in Wisconsin because I'm kind of a firebrand.
Yeah.
And these distributors are worried that I'm going to somehow like taint, you know, their company with my liberalness. And so it's not been easy. And most of these companies are really entrenched. I mean, they've been around for like 100 years. You know, they're typically more on the conservative side. So I read in the Milwaukee Journal that this new company was starting up called Big League Distributing. And a friend of mine who was in, you know, kind of Milwaukee political circles knew James from the Milwaukee Journal because he was a reporter there. And he said, Kirk, you should give these guys a call. Doesn't look like they're from all the same families that kind of run the distribution stuff in Wisconsin. Maybe these guys might give you a shot. So that's why I just reached out to James and now we're all here.
Heaven forbid a dyed-in-the-wood liberal. Yeah, well, you know, let me do this. 844-967-2789. Do you have any non-alcoholic beers or wine? Matt from Germantown.
Yeah, we just released, you know, it's so funny, I've got it in my car. It's called Nope, and it's got a picture of Donald Trump with a clown nose in the O, and it's a lemon-lime sparkling water. We just did that. It's the first time we've done something non-alcoholic. We did it to put a little mini billboard in every store we possibly can that says Wisconsin says nope to Donald Trump.
All right. 844. Oh, let's try that again. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm joined by three great guys that I got a chance to meet on last night. And, Mr. Matt Grove, James Burnett, and Luciano Pavarotti. Oh, Kurt Bangstad.
I was trying to serenade your wife last night. You weren't supposed to be paying attention, Earl.
They are the proprietors of Equality, a new wine manufacturer. They've got some great stories. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Okay, so.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burgerfest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guests are Mr. Kurt Bengstad, Mr. James Burnett, and Mr. Matt Grove. They are the proprietors of Equality, a new wine distribution. Not
wine company, Equality Vines, and then Big League Distributing is Mr. James over here.
All right. So, Mr. James Burnett, how you doing, sir?
Not bad. No complaints.
No, man. It's good to see you again.
Yes, sir. You too.
Yeah. You and I had a great time last night as well. We were able to spend some time talking about a lot of different things. How did you get engaged, involved in this?
So, I'll try to give the abbreviated version.
Yeah.
So, you referenced Larry Heisel Jr. earlier. Good friend of mine. Outside of my wife, I think I'd probably call him my best friend.
Yeah, that's a great friend to have. He's a great friend to have.
We go way back. When he was in a different industry over 20 years ago, he actually made my wife and I our wedding bands. So, we go back a ways. In any case, Larry and I launched a nonprofit project about 5 years ago. I had just moved back to Milwaukee, to the Milwaukee area.
You were a journalist?
Yes, I was a journalist for 16 years. Journal Sentinel, Miami Herald, Boston Globe.
Wow.
And some broadcast correspondence with NPR and PRI. A little bit with CNN.
Okay.
So got out of journalism into public relations and marketing. Was working in Boston. Came back to southeast Wisconsin to help care for a sick relative, my father-in-law. And Larry and I reconnected, and we quickly picked up where we left off. And we were working on a nonprofit project about leadership around sports.
Right.
And so with his father's connections through his career in professional baseball, we reached out to Dusty Baker. And if you're a baseball fan, then you know. If you don't, then shame on you.
Go
look him up.
Dusty Baker, great guy.
So we reached out to Dusty, and I said, we'd love your endorsement for this project, and can we get it? And he said, how would you like that endorsement? He said, we want you on video. I said, well, let me think about it. I'll do it at some point. And he reached out and told us about 4 years ago now, shortly before Christmas, 4 years ago, come on out and see me. In the off season, he's living in Sacramento. We thought, it's a long way to go to get a video, but someone can film you there.
There's Dusty Baker.
But it's Dusty Baker.
Right.
If he says to come do it on site, then we're going to go do it on site. So we went to Sacramento, spent a few days with Dusty, seeing the town and getting better acquainted with him. And he shot our video, and then he told us, I want to show you guys something else that I haven't shown you yet. And it was his wine operation. Caught us off guard. We were wildly impressed with what he had built up. And Larry, being the eternal entrepreneur, Dusty, you ever consider selling this in the Midwest? I mean, you were in Chicago for a number of years, and Dusty's response was that he had thought about it and he was interested in it, but hadn't connected with the right people. Before he could complete the sentence, Larry said, absolutely, we're in. James and I will do it. So we came back to Wisconsin, did about a year's worth of research and homework, because Larry will tell you I will nitpick details. And so we did the research, we did the homework, and came to the conclusion we could do it, and then went through the arduous process of getting permitted by the federal government, licensed by the state of Wisconsin, brought in a third partner who's out of the country right now. And in March, I believe, we finally got all of our permitting, I's dotted, T's crossed, with the state, with the federal government, and we launched Big League Distributing, which, to the best of our knowledge, is the first full-service wholesale alcohol operation in Wisconsin that was launched by people of color and fully owned by people of color.
And so, as if that wasn't challenging enough, you wind up with these two guys. These characters.
I did. Characters, exactly. So, but you know what? I love characters. So we're getting along great. And I was joking with Larry. This is very much like a sibling relationship. There are points where we're going to butt heads and want to strangle each other. And then there are points where it's going to be one big group hug. And when Kirk reached out, it's funny. Larry and I had gotten advice from a number of people that we greatly appreciate. Some of them, however, said, you know, you want to work with this type of person or not that type of person. And our response was, we checked several huge boxes in getting into this industry. We're not going to have people dictate to us who we can work with based on what they believe.
Right.
Because if that's going to be the case, I am not a fan at all of hypocrisy, then I want my progressive friends to stop driving their Teslas. I want my right-leaning friends to stop shopping at Target and everywhere in between. We can work with people who produce great products, and it just so happens we agree with a great deal of what they're saying. So I thought it was a match made in heaven, and for our friends who disagreed, told them, we love you anyway. We'll figure out a way to continue getting along, but we're doing business.
You know, Matt and Kurt, it's one thing to get into business, but you added this whole different reality to it, and that's in what you do with the product and the fact that you do more than just sell it. There's something behind each and every one of the names of the product that you produce, and then you're donating money to causes. Let's talk about that, because out of all the things that you're doing, the fact that the end result of it is not just profit, it's to make a difference in the lives of people. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think, for me, that was always the passion part of this. We founded the company, Jim and I, on this premise that we were going to donate a sizable portion of revenues back to organizations that make a difference, quality organizations aligned with equality. But what was most important is that we wanted to lead.
So let me do this. Let me get you to hold that thought. 844-967-2789 is the number. Equality
Binds.
Is in the studio, represented by Mr. Kurt Bankstad, Mr. James Burnett, and Mr. Matt Grove have joined us. You can join us as well at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Cannabis is illegal for recreational use in Wisconsin. Only CBD products with a low THC level are legal for medical use. David Hilden of the American College of Physicians urges research to settle the question of cannabis safety.
Voters don't have all of that information at their fingertips. And so it is up to state governments, public health agencies, the federal government, to do that scientific inquiry into the benefits and the harms and then put some safeguards in place.
The college says states should consider the effects of legalization on communities and not just users. It's another record year for attendance for the EAA Air Venture. About 686,000 people came to the world's largest fly-in last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A small private college in a small city is doing its part to make higher education more affordable. Ripon College unveiled the Ripon Commitment this week. The program, starting fall 2025, will pay all tuition fees through scholarships and grants for incoming freshmen and transfer students from Wisconsin whose families make less than $75,000 a year. The financial assistance does not include housing or meals. Undergrad tuition at Ripon College is about $51,000. Youth Waterfowl Day comes to Barkhausen Waterfowl Preserve in Suamico this weekend. The free event gives kids 8 to 16 hands-on demonstrations for field hunting, dog training, water hunting, duck calling, and goose calling. The event starts at 9 and participants are asked to be there at 8:45. The event is free, but pre-registration is required. Call 920-448-6242. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're looking for a movie to watch this coming October 11th, you might want to check out Saturday Night, the film about the launch of Saturday Night Live in 1975. The Hollywood Reporter writes that it is getting a primo release date when it comes to award season. The film is directed by Jason Reitman and tells the story of the behind-the-scenes drama leading up to the first episode of Saturday Night Live. Real-time host Bill Maher sat down for an in-depth, as much as possible anyway, conversation with Haley Welch, a.k.a. the Hawktua Girl, on his Club Random podcast, where Maher shared his views on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Maher said he thinks Kelce will dump Swift because Swift is immature and at 35, a little too old to be wearing her boyfriend's football jersey, said the 68-year-old Maher to his hot 21-year-old guest. The episode saw the self-proclaimed intellectual Maher laugh at the jokes Welch dropped in between double negatives. Why would you sacrifice your principles to talk to someone whose fame timer is in rapid decline? Yes, I'm asking Haley. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, gradual clearing after midnight, low of 69. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 76.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Mark Houston with Bell and Sports Medicine swings by, and Ashley from the Heights Pub and Parlor shares their new menu, along with live music with Eric Krieger. It's going to be a great show. Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
Thank you.
La cosa n'aiornata il sole, n'aria serena dopo la tempesta. Fresca arreggia la festa, che bella cosa una giornata sole.
I think it is now Matt's turn and James' turn. No takers?
No. I gave up on the attempt to sing.
So welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. That was Mr. Kurt Bangstad, and that was real. He is a nationally renowned opera singer, and you sounded just like Luciano Pavarotti. You really did, man. So how do you get from there to where you are now?
So it's always been in my bones. My parents are music professors at Stevens Point at UWSP, and so it took a lot to give up on all things that I was supposed to do and pursue opera, but I did, and I was in New York for a while doing it. But then my wife got cancer, and so we figured we had to be closer to home, and so we moved back to Wisconsin. And you know, it's okay once you find love. Somehow being on stage is not so important anymore. So I was okay. I was okay leaving the opera world and leaving the performing world and taking care of my wife.
Listen, that's, you know, how do I follow any of that? That's a spectacular, man. Your talent that you have in that area is really unquestioned. I mean, listening to you, I'm sure people in the audience felt the same way. You could feel it in your soul.
Yeah. That's, you know, if you've chose passion and you chose exactly what you want to do for much of your life, then I realized at an early age that, you know, no one's going to stop you if you listen to your heart. And so that's why we're doing this brewing thing. You know, everybody says you're going to alienate everybody.
So let's get to your carpetbagger friends. That's a mild attempt at humor, sir. So Matt, hey, we were talking about how you guys decided that you were going to make these beverages and make them have a meaning and not just, you know, produce it, but that there's something behind it.
Right. And I think you touched on it earlier. You had a chance to taste through our portfolio. And the first thing that probably stuck out to you is the wines are exceptional, right?
Right.
This isn't a gimmick. We didn't want to put some cheap grape juice in a bottle and put a rainbow flag on it and go, look at this. The wines are exceptional. The winemakers that we've chosen are typically underrepresented. We've got people of color that make wine for us. We've got several female winemakers. We really try to embrace the talk that we say. We really try to walk it as well. And, you know, when I look back at the labels we've created, and some of them are kind of kitschy and cheeky, but at the end of the day, we've been able to donate more than $250,000 to our partner organizations over the years, you know, one bottle at a time. And we've never lost sight of that give back component, but we've also made some really, really killer wines, Earl.
So where are your wines? How do people get access? Are they on the market?
We're going to be in Wisconsin retail and on premise customers very shortly through James over here, the distributor. This is our partner and our exclusive distributor. They're going to carry our product in not only Wisconsin, but Illinois and Arizona. So we're proud to be with them. You can also, in the short term, buy online at equalityvines.com. And I actually created a promo code for your listeners, Earl, if they want to take advantage of it.
Well, so go ahead.
Yeah, it's at checkout online. Enter the promo code EQ Wine Fest because we had an Equality Wine Fest last night. That's EQ Wine Fest, and we'll give you 15% off.
Is it the screw off top kind of wine?
You saw me working those corks. You saw me popping corks yesterday, Earl.
It really is quality, quality grapes. And James, I'm sure you wouldn't be engaged in it if it wasn't quality.
Not at all. I mean, I say this with some humor. Larry and I would not be peddling swill from anybody. So one thing we agreed on in the beginning was quality products. That's what we're going to do. It's a trial and error thing. We were not wine people when we first had our first serious business meeting with Dusty Baker about wine. He wanted to know, what do you guys know? And we said, we like how some of it tastes and
right.
don't like the rest. And he's like, yeah, you guys have a lot of homework to do. So it's been a humbling experience to work with people who know wine and could teach us on a professional level the difference in grapes, the varietals, and this type and that type, et cetera. And we're still learning, but again, one thing we picked up on immediately with these two was this wine is great.
You know, Matt, how do you go from beer, brewing beer, right, to wine? I mean, you know, it's kind of like you don't drink wine and beer at the same time. They don't quite mix, right?
Yeah. So, you know, because I'm doing all this, you know, progressive stuff, basically my strength in the whole business is coming up with kind of provocative labels.
Yeah.
And so, and I came up, so I'm making beer and I got brewers making my beer in Wisconsin. So we're not making wine. I'm partnered with Matt at Equality Vines because we made this label called Choice for reproductive rights. And I just thought, you know, this label just needs to be on a wine. It doesn't need to be on a beer. You know, the people that are being most affected by losing choice in Wisconsin are obviously women, and women drink wine. And we wanted to get that out in front as a, you know, 70-80% of Wisconsinites are, you know, wanted Roe to be the status quo. It shouldn't be political, but I wanted to make sure that people saw the word choice and they understood that that was a pro-choice wine out on the grocery store shelves in Wisconsin. So I found Matt, and we've just become fast friends because we're doing different things. I'm making beer, he's making wine, but our goals are very similar.
Well, you know, James, you're a marketing guy. You couldn't tell him, hey, don't mix politics with. I mean, you know, it's recipe for disaster.
Well, this would have required a little bit of time travel too, but all kidding aside, even if I could have, I don't know that I would have told him that. People, like Kirk said, people have to mix what they're passionate about or blend what they're passionate about with their interests and even business interests. So I applaud him for digging in his heels, toeing the line, and saying, this is what I believe in, and I see an intersection between what I'm passionate about and a business opportunity. So,
Kurt, can you talk about Oktoberfest tour?
Yeah. So this was, you know, before Kamala entered the race and the media was just hammering away every single day on Biden, I thought, you know, this might be, we have a super PAC. So the Minocqua Brewing Company super PAC is our political arm. We've raised about $1.7 million, on average $40 a donation, typically from folks up in northern Wisconsin, because they feel like the Democratic Party is kind of not really there. I said, this might have to be the biggest thing that we do, because they were hammering on Biden. And I was like, we got to stop Trump in Wisconsin. So I created a fest beer called Antifa Oktoberfest. And I got a picture on the label of
Oktoberfest.
It's a blue fist rising. And it's a picture of American soldiers landing, landing Iwo Jima, but landing in France, at Normandy, the beaches of Normandy. because those were our original anti-fascists, were American soldiers that were at war with Hitler. And on the back of the can, there's an old cartoon with Captain America punching Hitler in the face. And so in the back of the can, it says, "Is it okay to punch a Nazi?" I don't know if you might have seen that too much in the back of a beer can but that's some of my more provocative stuff.
So Earl, your question about my marketing advice. So,
apparently, he's not taking it.
This is where it might have come in.
I'll go ahead.
But the it turned into a 12-city tour where we rented out venues in 12 cities, and I've got a bunch of musicians playing, and we're going to give some speeches to rev up the troops, and the goal is to get people to sign up with various progressive groups around the state of Wisconsin to get the vote out for Kamala and for all the progressives down ballot. So we're doing the fest beer, but the goal is actually a more political one to get volunteers.
Let's go to Tom from LA. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning. First off, Kirk, you're my hero, so thank you for that. And your singing is absolutely incredible. Guys, I've owned a company called gayandlesbianpages.com. It used to be an actual directory, and I would be more than proud if you guys could we could somehow connect and I could get you a banner and put that on our site. We also have a new site that's coming out for nationwide that's going to be called theequalitydirectory.com. And I'd love to give you guys also some free advertising on there for everybody in the LGBTQ plus community in that way. So I don't know if Earl can get you my
information. No, so hold on, Tom. Matt wants to talk to you.
I'm passively familiar with what you guys are doing. I'm glad you called in. I would love to connect off air. You can find me, matt@equalityvines.com. But let's connect. I'd really like to chat.
Hey, Tom, leave your information with Calvin, and we'll make sure that happens.
Okay, sounds great. And also, I did want to say that there's a difference between, I was on the White Dudes for Harris the other night, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt said, you know, there's two types of business people. There's honest business person versus a con man business person. And you guys are definitely in that first group. I feel that
that
group, because I'm not to be a billionaire. I'm in this to actually give back to the community.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let me ask you guys. So, price. Where are you priced when we talk about great wines? And you can go into a liquor store and, you know, you can get stuff, you know, that'll clean your gut out, you know, or you can get the stuff that, you know, you sip. And how affordable is the product?
Our wines range anywhere from, this is direct to retail. So don't gasp. These are not your prices, James. But our wines are anywhere from $35 to $60 a bottle.
So let me ask you guys, you know, what's your favorite wine? Chardonnay, you know,
I think it changes. It's seasonal. It changes with holidays. It changes if there's food. I'm drinking a lot of Pinot Noir.
You know,
right now.
I think Kurt wants you to dummy up for a
choice.
Second.
I drink choice.
Yeah.
Sauvignon Blanc. Exclusively.
I think Kurt wants you to dummy up for a second while.
Too early in the morning.
All right. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. Such a time this flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man.
All right. Welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Again, Mr. Kurt Bangstad, Mr. James Burnett, Larry Heisel Jr., Matt Grove of Equality Vines have been in the studio. Gentlemen, 844-967-2789 is the number. How can people get access and what is the, you know? Because, so you've got so many different wines, you know, it's not one or two or three, or you've got so many different options for people.
So on the distribution side, again, we are based in Southeast Wisconsin. We distribute statewide. If you have a wine or spirits or beer product that is a quality product, by all means, reach out to us if you need a distributor. I can be reached at james@bigleaguedistributing.com. My partner, Larry Heisel Jr., can be reached at lj@bigleaguedistributing.com. And we will get Equality Vines products to you as quickly as humanly possible. If you're interested, let us know.
You know, Kurt, you doing the beer distribution thing and produce thing and now this, you know, only 24 hours in a day.
I've got a lot of great people helping me out. So you see me on your show, but the wheels are turning on the political side with other folks. People are in vans right now and delivering kegs and delivering beer all over the state. And, I got two tap rooms and I got a great staff working those tap rooms. So I get to have fun with you, Earl, but everybody else is working a lot harder than me right now. So that's the way it goes. And they all found me, which is great. Because of the activism, most everybody that works for me found me and said, we want to be a part of what you're doing, which makes me pretty proud.
So Matt, you're the guy who lives the life of Riley and in San Diego, beautiful San Diego. How often do you move around?
I'm probably on a plane about every 8 to 10 days, mostly out on the West Coast, but now with this relationship with big league distributing here in Wisconsin. I'm going to be out here a lot more.
Yeah. So guys, what do you want to say to people as we, prepare to kind of wrap up what I think has been just a great hour?
I think the message, and it's actually one of our lines, but love wins, and love always wins. That's what I want to say.
My message is, no matter what anybody tells you, follow your dreams, be passionate about whatever you do, and now is not the time to be silent in Wisconsin. We have to all stand up, and we have to join hands, and we have to make sure that we do the right thing in the election, because we might not have an America after that.
So, you know, you can live anywhere, Kurt. Why have you decided to stay here?
I grew up as a middle-class kid in Stevens Point. And so when my wife got sick, I came back here. But honestly, there's been times that Wisconsin has not pleased me. We're a very dysfunctional state, and I've thought a lot about going back to New York City. But I understand middle-class Wisconsinites, because I was one. And I feel like potentially there's some sort of a fate thing happening here. I came back, and Wisconsin's one of the biggest swing states in the nation. I've been on both coasts, but I get Wisconsin, and so I feel like I kind of need to be here right now to do my part.
Oh, that's great. James?
While ours is big league distributing as a service-related business, I would say there's nothing more American than people having a choice, which is one of the key reasons. Again, I'm happy to work with these guys. I know I'm speaking for Larry and saying that as well. And, I would say that value having a choice. It's not something that is common everywhere.
So, let's see, there's nothing to give a toast to. I think we did a lot of that last night.
my right arm is sore, Earl.
But
I'm only drinking water right now, Earl.
But here's a toast to Equality Vines. And you have four great guys who, if people look and see two black guys, two white guys, and you guys don't see any of that. This is why I always say we get so blindsided by things that really don't matter. There's no way last night in that room my wife and I felt anything but friendly people who welcomed us. And so that's kind of what this whole thing is about. Is it safe to say that, Kurt?
Yeah. It doesn't even occur to me, but it occurs to me that, what these guys have gone through, I haven't gone through. We have different stories, but I want to fight for those that have those stories, and whose ancestors have had those stories, and that's why I do what I do.
All right. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, as always, Calvin. Could not do without you. Up next, Jane Matinere and Greg Bach. Matinere on air. You've been tuned into a Thursday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. See you guys on tomorrow.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talked to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. They got a special deal going on. Sports with Paul Noonan and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.